Welcome to another deep dive with us.
Yeah, another one.
And today we're going behind the scenes of the digital world.
That's right.
And we're going to explore some ethical challenges and leadership choices faced by those who keep our systems running.
The unsung heroes of the digital age.
That's right. So think of it as a trip to the server room, but instead of wires and blinking lights, we'll be dissecting human stories and dilemmas that arise when technology meets.
It's where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah. Real-world responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Our guide for this deep dive is The System Administrator's Dilemma.
Oh, a novel.
Yes, it's a novel, and it dives into the life of Alex Mercer.
Okay.
And he's a dedicated system administrator at TechCore Industries.
TechCore Industries.
Yes, a fictional company.
Okay.
But they deal with some very sensitive data.
Uh-oh.
Think healthcare.
Oh, wow.
Finance, government secrets.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, the kind of information that could make or break a company.
If it falls into the wrong hands.
Exactly.
High stakes.
Yes, and that's where the dilemma comes in.
Uh-huh.
You see, it's not just about keeping the servers running.
Right.
It's about making tough choices that balance innovation with risk, cost cutting with security, and ultimately doing what's right even when it's hard.
Doing the right thing.
Yes. And the book starts off with some lighthearted anecdotes.
Oh, I like those.
From Alex's early career. So you know those is it plugged in moments we've all experienced.
Oh, God. Yeah, we've all been there.
Well, Alex and his colleague Tom reminisce about dealing with unplugged equipment.
Classic.
Citywide power outages causing system failures.
They'll do it.
And even a cleaning lady who unintentionally caused a nightly server mystery.
Oh, no, what happened?
By unplugging a power strip.
Oh, of course, the cleaning lady.
So these stories, while funny, highlight a crucial aspect of IT work.
Okay.
The human element.
Yeah.
System administrators are often dealing with user errors, unexpected events, and the constant pressure to keep everything running smoothly.
Right. Keep the lights on.
Yeah, and these early chapters really help us connect with Alex. See him as a real person dealing with relatable challenges.
Like we all do.
But as the story unfolds, things take a turn.
Okay.
Alex is passed over for a promotion.
Ouch.
And a new IT director, Marcus Caldwell, is brought in from outside the company.
Outsider.
Yes, and this is where the tension starts to build.
I bet.
Marcus is all about efficiency and cutting costs.
Ah, the bean counter.
Right, and he sees outsourcing as the solution.
Oh.
Alex, on the other hand, is deeply concerned about data security.
Good for him.
And believes that keeping expertise in-house is essential.
Makes sense.
It's a classic clash of philosophies.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond just the difference of opinion.
Okay.
Alex starts noticing red flags.
Oh.
He sees Marcus making specific changes that weaken TechCore's security posture.
Such as?
Well, for example, Marcus alters firewall rules.
Oh, those are important.
Yes, which act like digital gatekeepers controlling what traffic can enter and leave the network. This opens up potential vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit.
Oh, no.
He also pushes for migrating critical data to third-party providers without properly vetting their security practices.
So he's just trusting them.
Yes, and putting sensitive information at risk.
Not good.
So Alex does what any responsible system administrator would do.
Okay, what's that?
He raises his concerns, providing data and analysis to back them up.
Good for him.
But his warnings are dismissed.
Oh, no, they didn't listen.
Marcus sees him as an obstacle to progress a roadblock to his vision of a leaner, more cost-effective IT department.
Classic corporate thinking.
Right.
The bottom line.
And what's interesting here is that this mirrors a real-world dilemma that many IT professionals face.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
How do you balance the need for innovation and efficiency with the responsibility of protecting sensitive data?
Right.
How do you speak truth to power, especially when those in power are prioritizing profits over security?
Tough questions.
Yes, and it's not just about abstract concepts. The consequences of ignoring Alex's warnings become very real.
Here we go.
First, there's a minor system outage.
Just a hiccup.
A hiccup that should have been a warning sign.
Right.
But then the unthinkable happens.
Oh, no.
A full-blown security breach.
They got hacked.
Sensitive data is compromised.
Oh, no.
And the CEO, David Langston, announces a full-scale investigation.
Now they're paying attention.
This is where the story takes a dramatic turn.
I bet.
You can almost feel the tension ratcheting up.
I can only imagine.
Was Alex right all along?
Right.
Will his warnings finally be taken seriously?
Yeah.
And who will be held accountable for this massive security failure?
The plot thickens.
So we left off with Alex in a tough spot.
Yeah, real crossroads.
Does he stay at TechCore or walk away?
Big decision.
He's been offered the IT director role, but can he trust the company to change?
I mean, they really messed up.
to value his expertise and his ethical stance after everything that's happened.
Right. Will they actually listen this time?
And he really grapples with this. Uh-huh. On one hand, he sees the potential to rebuild the IT department to create a culture of security and responsibility from the ground up.
Start fresh.
But on the other hand, he's been burned before.
Yeah, big time.
Can he risk going through that again?
That's the question.
And he does have one strong advocate within TechCorp.
Okay.
His colleague, Jenna.
Oh, Jenna.
She encourages him to stay, reminding him of the positive impact he could have.
She believes in him.
She believes in his vision and his ability to turn things around.
It's gotta feel good.
And it's a reminder that even in toxic environments, there can be allies.
Yeah.
People who share your values and support your goals.
It's important to have those people.
And sometimes their belief in you can be the push you need to take a leap of faith.
Yeah, I can see that.
So Alex decides to take a chance.
Good for him.
But he's not going in blindly.
Sort.
He accepts the IT director position, but with conditions.
Oh, here we go.
He demands full autonomy to implement the necessary security measures.
He's got the power now.
This means no more cost-cutting compromises.
Right.
No more ignoring his expert recommendations.
We'd have to listen to him now.
He also insists on a cross-departmental committee for transparency.
Oh, interesting.
Ensuring that security decisions aren't made in a silo.
Everyone's involved.
And this is a brilliant move.
I agree.
He's not just accepting a title. He's leveraging his position to enact real change.
Yeah, he's taking charge.
He's ensuring that his voice is heard.
What?
That security is prioritized and that the company learns from its mistakes.
Holding them accountable.
And you know what?
It works.
I knew it. Under Alex's leadership, TechCorp undergoes a transformation.
Oh, wow. A real turnaround.
He implements mentorship programs to foster talent within the IT department.
That's smart.
And these programs aren't just about technical skills.
Okay.
They focus on ethical decision making.
Oh, that's interesting.
Teaching new recruits how to balance innovation with responsibility.
Why?
How to be mindful of the impact their work has on others.
Yeah, the bigger picture.
He also overhauls communication, establishing clear channels for reporting security concerns and ensuring that those concerns are taken seriously.
No more sweeping things under the rug.
Exactly, no matter where they come from.
Everyone has a voice.
And this is crucial for building a culture of trust.
For sure.
When people feel safe speaking up, when they know their voices will be heard.
Yeah.
You create an environment where potential problems are identified and addressed early on.
Proactive instead of reactive.
Right before they escalate into the major crises.
Yeah, much better.
And the results are undeniable.
Okay, what happens?
TechCorp's security posture improves dramatically.
Good.
And they even earn industry recognition for their ethical practices.
Wow, they've come a long way.
They go from being a cautionary tale to a model for responsible innovation.
That's quite a turnaround.
And it's a testament to Alex's leadership.
He really stepped up.
He doesn't just fix the technical problems. He addresses the underlying cultural issues that led to the breach in the first place.
Getting to the root of the problem.
Right. He creates a work environment where security and ethics are not just buzzwords.
Yeah.
But core values that guide every decision.
That's a real cultural shift.
And it's not just about company profits or accolades.
Okay.
Alex is also deeply committed to fostering talent and supporting those around him.
That's great.
Remember Jenna, who encouraged him to stay at TechCorp?
Yeah. She seems like a good one.
Well, he sees her potential and promotes her to lead a new innovation and development division.
Nice.
It's a smart move. Jenna has proven herself to be a capable and ethical leader.
Yeah.
Someone who shares Alex's vision for responsible innovation.
They're a good team.
And under her leadership, the division thrives, developing cutting-edge AI-driven security software that gains industry-wide recognition.
Wow, they're killing it.
It's a feel-good moment.
For sure.
Seeing how Alex's mentorship and belief in others pays off.
It's inspiring.
He's not just building a successful career.
Right.
He's creating a legacy, inspiring a new generation of ethical leaders.
Well, that's powerful.
And this also highlights a key takeaway for all of us.
Okay, what's that?
Recognizing and nurturing talent in others is essential for any leader.
Yeah, I agree.
It's about empowering those around you.
Right.
Giving them the opportunity to shine and creating a culture where everyone feels valued and supported.
A positive work environment.
But Alex's vision extends beyond the walls of TechCorp.
Oh, really?
He realizes that to truly make a difference, he needs to share his knowledge and experience with the wider world.
Going global.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Remember, Alex was initially wary of working with outside organizations.
Oh, yeah, after that whole outsourcing mess.
Right, especially after the whole outsourcing debacle with Marcus.
Yeah, he got burned.
He was burned pretty badly by that experience.
I bet.
But now he sees collaboration as a way to amplify his impact.
Uh-huh.
To spread those core values of ethical decision-making and responsible innovation to a global audience.
Sharing his wisdom.
He understands that the challenges facing the tech industry aren't confined to one company or one country.
Right. It's a global issue.
These are global issues that require global solutions.
Oh, all connected.
And by sharing his expertise,
yeah,
he can help others avoid the mistakes TechCore made and build a more secure and ethical digital world.
Paying it forward.
So he starts partnering with universities, tech institutes, even government agencies.
Wow, he's going all out.
He offers training programs, workshops, and even scholarships, spreading the gospel of ethical innovation far and wide.
He's making a real difference.
It's like he's gone from fixing a broken system to building a movement.
Yeah, a real force for good.
And the response is incredible.
People are listening?
People are eager to learn from him, to tap into his expertise and his ethical framework.
He's become a role model.
He's becoming a thought leader, not just in the technical sense, but in the ethical sense as well.
That's impressive.
And one of the most impactful collaborations is with Layla.
Layla.
The cybersecurity specialist from Egypt.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Remember her?
Yeah.
She was brought in to help TechCore with their global outreach efforts.
Right.
She ends up leading a program in her home country.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Using her knowledge and experience combined with Alex's guidance to help build a more secure and ethical tech infrastructure there.
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful example of how Alex's efforts are having a ripple effect.
Yeah, spreading outward.
Empowering people around the world to use technology responsibly and effectively.
Making a global impact.
He's gone from fixing problems within one company to addressing challenges on a global scale.
That's amazing.
And this also speaks to the power of diversity and inclusion in tech.
Absolutely.
By bringing in perspectives from different cultures and backgrounds,
yeah,
you can create solutions that are more robust, more equitable, and more attuned to the needs of a global community.
The more voices, the better.
But even as Alex is tackling these global challenges, he's still deeply aware of the issues facing everyday people,
mm-hmm,
especially those whose livelihoods are being disrupted by technological advancements.
Yeah, that's a real concern.
He knows that the rise of automation, while promising incredible benefits,
right,
is also causing anxiety and fear about job displacement.
People are worried about losing their jobs.
And this is a very real concern.
It is.
As AI robotics and machine learning become more sophisticated,
uh-huh,
many jobs that were once done by humans are being automated.
Yeah, robots are taking over.
And this trend is only going to accelerate in the coming years.
It's the future.
Alex, being the leader he is, doesn't shy away from this issue.
Good for him.
He acknowledges the fears, but he also emphasizes how technology can free up employees for more complex tasks.
The stuff that robots can't do.
Right, for the things that require human ingenuity and creativity.
Yeah, things that require human touch.
He believes that automation, when done right, can create new opportunities.
Oh, interesting.
Allowing people to focus on higher level tasks that require critical thinking, problem solving, and emotional intelligence.
The human skills.
Yes, skills that machines are still far from mastering. And he doesn't just talk the talk.
Okay.
He implements retraining programs at TechCore.
Oh, that's good.
Providing employees with the skills they need to adapt and thrive in this new landscape.
Helping them stay relevant.
He invests in education, offering workshops and courses that teach people how to work alongside machines.
So they're not afraid of the technology?
How to leverage technology to enhance their capabilities rather than fear being replaced by it.
That's a great approach.
It's a powerful example of how leaders can use their influence to not only drive innovation, but also to mitigate the potential negative consequences of that innovation.
Yeah, finding that balance.
He's showing that progress doesn't have to come at the expense of people.
That's important.
It's about finding ways to integrate technology into our lives in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
A more equitable future.
So by this point, it seems like Alex has achieved it all.
He's done it all.
He's transformed TechCore.
Uh-huh.
He's making a global impact. And he's addressing the ethical challenges of automation.
Yeah. What's left?
But the story takes another surprising turn.
Oh, there's more.
One that highlights the power of redemption.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the unexpected ways in which our past can come back to shape our present.
Okay.
Remember Marcus Caldwell?
Oh, the bad guy.
The antagonist who almost destroyed TechCore with his reckless pursuit of cost-cutting.
The one who tried to blame it all on Alex?
The guy who tried to pin the blame on Alex for the security breach.
Yeah, what happened to him?
The one who seemed like the epitome of corporate greed and disregard for ethics.
Yeah, he was the worst.
Well, after leaving TechCore, he has a change of heart.
Really?
He realizes the error of his ways.
Wow.
The damage he caused and the importance of ethical leadership.
He saw the light.
And guess what?
Right.
He reaches out to Alex.
Oh, wow. What does he want?
No, something much more surprising.
Okay, what's that?
He wants to learn from Alex.
He's asking for help.
He acknowledges his past mistakes and expresses admiration for the way Alex has turned things around at TechCore.
It's got to feel good.
He even invites Alex to speak at a summit on ethical innovation.
Wow, a real turnaround.
It sounds like he's had a genuine change of heart.
Yeah, people can change.
And Alex, being the bigger person, doesn't hold a grudge.
Good for him.
He sees that Marcus is genuinely trying to change and accepts the invitation.
That's pretty amazing.
And this speaks volumes about Alex's character.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's not vindictive or vengeful.
Right.
He's willing to forgive to see the good in people, even those who have wronged him in the past.
That's a valuable quality.
And by doing so,
yeah,
he opens up the possibility for collaboration, for working together to achieve something greater than either of them could accomplish alone.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
But even with all this success, with the global recognition and the redemption arcs,
yeah, he's got it all.
Alex doesn't lose sight of something crucial.
What's that?
Himself.
Oh, that's important.
He makes sure to maintain a work-life balance.
Right.
Spending quality time with his family and friends and pursuing those passions that bring him joy and fulfillment outside of work.
Good for him.
Gotta
have a life outside of work.
He also makes a point of giving back to his community.
Okay.
Mentoring young people, volunteering his time to causes he believes in, yeah, and using his platform to advocate for ethical innovation in all aspects of life.
He's really living his values.
He's showing that ethical leadership isn't just about making big decisions or implementing grand strategies. Mm-hmm. It's about living your values every day and every interaction and every choice you make.
It's a way of life.
So we've seen Alex go from a dedicated system administrator,
yeah,
to a transformative IT director.
Uh-huh.
And now he's stepping onto the global stage as a thought leader, an advocate for ethical innovation.
He's come a long way.
But just when you think he's reached the pinnacle of his journey.
Oh, what now?
He makes another surprising move.
He doesn't stop.
Welcome back to this deep dive.
Back again.
So we left off with Alex making waves globally.
A real change maker.
But before we get to his next big move,
okay,
let's pause for a second,
mm-hmm,
and think about Alex's story.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you listening right now?
For the average person.
We've been through a lot with Alex.
Yeah. Technical stuff, ethical dilemmas,
leadership successes, moments of growth.
The whole journey.
But how can these experiences translate into real-world lessons,
mm-hmm,
for those listening?
Right, because not everyone's a system administrator.
Exactly, and that's the key question, isn't it?
It is.
The system administrator's dilemma is a captivating story.
Yeah, a real page-turner.
But it's more than just entertainment. It's,
yes,
a framework.
The framework for what?
For navigating the ethical challenges we all face,
mm-hmm,
regardless of our professions.
In any field.
Think about Alex's core values. No. Integrity, transparency, accountability, respect.
Yeah, those are big ones.
Those aren't just corporate buzzwords.
Yeah.
They're guiding principles,
right,
that can help us make better decisions,
uh-huh,
in any situation.
Yeah, that's true.
And let's be honest.
Okay.
We've all encountered those gray areas.
Oh, yeah.
Where the right path isn't always crystal clear,
not always black and white,
right? And it could be something small,
mm, like
that. Like deciding whether to speak up when a friend makes an offensive joke,
mm,
or something more complex,
uh-huh,
like navigating a conflict of interest at work.
Tricky situations.
And what's fascinating,
yeah,
is that Alex's story gives us a roadmap,
okay,
for how to approach these situations.
So how do we do it?
He shows us how important it is to define your own ethical code.
Your own personal code.
Yeah, those non-negotiables,
right,
that guide your actions even when it's uncomfortable.
Even when it's tough.
Or risky.
Mm-hmm. Got to stand up for what you believe in.
And he didn't just stumble into ethical leadership.
Yeah.
He actively chose it.
He made a conscious decision.
Even when it meant challenging those in power,
yeah,
or risking his own career.
He put it all on the line.
And that's a powerful reminder that we all have the capacity,
we do,
to make ethical choices,
mm-hmm,
to stand up for what we believe in.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard.
That's the key.
And he didn't let fear or self-doubt silence him.
He kept pushing forward.
He persisted. He documented his concerns and sought out allies who shared his values.
Strength in numbers.
And that courage to speak truth to power led to real change, not just within Tech Corps,
but beyond.
It had a ripple effect.
Exactly. It's easy to think, well, I'm not a high-powered executive.
Right.
My choices don't have that kind of impact.
Like, I'm just one person.
But that's where the system administrator's dilemma challenges us to think differently.
To think bigger.
Because every decision we make.
Every single one.
Every action we take has a ripple effect.
It does.
It influences those around us. It shapes our workplaces. And it contributes to the kind of world we want to live in.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thought.
So how do we apply this?
How do we put this into practice?
It starts with recognizing that ethical leadership isn't a position or a title.
It's not about your job title.
It's a mindset, a way of being.
Being in the world.
It's about asking ourselves.
Asking ourselves what?
What's the right thing to do here?
That's the question.
And then having the courage to act on that.
To follow through.
Even when it's challenging.
Even when it's hard.
And you don't have to do it alone.
That's right.
Building a network of support.
Your support system.
Surrounding yourself with people who share your values.
Your tribe.
Can make a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Think about Alex and Jenna.
They were a good team.
They supported each other. They challenged each other and celebrated each other's successes.
They had each other's backs.
And finding those allies, those people who inspire you to be your best ethical self can make navigating those tough choices.
Those gray areas.
A little less daunting.
A little less scary.
So now let's get back to Alex's next move.
Okay, what does he do next?
So he announces the creation of
What?
The Mercer Institute for Ethical Technology.
Wow, his own institute.
It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating future leaders.
The next generation.
Not just on technical skills, but on the importance of integrity.
Integrity.
In innovation.
So it's about ethics and technology.
And it's like he's taking everything he's learned, all the challenges he's overcome, all the wisdom he's gained.
Years of experience.
And packaging it into a program.
A program for the future.
That will benefit generations to come.
That's amazing.
He's not content with just being a successful leader.
No, he wants to do more.
He wants to create a ripple effect.
To spread his message.
To inspire others to follow in his footsteps, to build a world where technology is used for good.
That's a powerful vision.
And it's not just a pipe dream.
Okay.
Book he's been working on.
The one about his experiences.
Which chronicles his experiences and insights. Becomes a bestseller.
What?
It's translated into multiple languages and used in universities and corporate training programs around the world.
So everyone's learning from him.
His story resonates with people from all walks of life.
It's a universal message.
Inspiring a new generation of ethical innovators.
That's what it's all about.
And he's proving that even in this fast-paced, ever-changing world of technology.
It moves so fast.
Ethical leadership matters.
It does.
It's what separates true innovation from fleeting success.
Right.
What builds trust and creates lasting impact.
That's the legacy. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the system administrator's dilemma.
Yeah.
The question remains.
The question remains what?
What will your story be?
What about you?
What values will you champion?
Mm-hmm.
What legacy will you leave behind?
It's something to think about.
The choices we make, the actions we take, they all contribute to the kind of world we're creating.
We're all in this together. So let's be inspired by Alex Mercer's journey.
Yeah, let's do it.
And strive to build a future.
A future where?
Where technology serves humanity ethically, responsibly, and with integrity.
That's a great goal.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time.
Ready to explore another fascinating topic just for you.
Always something new to learn.